real truth daily. This is Daily Truths with Dave Allman.
Hi, everybody. I want to talk today about how you know the Bible is true. Now, I know there's many different reasons that one could give as to why the Bible is true and why we believe it's true. But I'm going to give you three different reasons today why the Bible is true. And to do that, we pick up the story where Jesus is coming into Jerusalem. Remember, he was in Jericho. Jericho's about 20 miles northeast of Jerusalem. Remember, he heals a couple guys of their eyesight. They can't see, and he gives them eyesight. And now a whole crowd of people, including those two guys, are following Jesus into Jerusalem. They come to this town by the name of Bethany, which is 2 miles east of Jerusalem. Then they come to a little village by the name of Bethphage, which is where the Mount of Olives is. And we pick up the story. Now, when they drew near to Jerusalem and came to Bethphage, that's where I said they were, to the Mount of Olives. So Bethphage was a very small village in the Mount of Olives. Then Jesus sent 2 disciples, saying to them, "Go into the village in front of you." In other words, Bethphage, they're right there in front of Bethphage. "Go into the village in front of you, and immediately you'll find a donkey tied and a colt with her. Untie them and bring them to me." What? So how did Jesus know that? Did he kind of scope it out, like before the sun came up, to see that there was a colt there? Did he go in there and ask the guy if he could have this colt and the foal of the donkey? All that, did he do that? No. Well, how did he know? Because he's God, right? So what's this? This is Palm Sunday, right? This is when he comes riding triumphantly into Jerusalem, not on a stallion, which is what kings usually did, but rather on a donkey. So he comes into this town riding on a donkey. How incredible that he had the prophetic ability to know indeed that there was going to be a donkey and a colt right there waiting for them to bring that colt and donkey back to Jesus. This indicates, because Jesus has the power to see into the future and to know exactly what's going to happen, and he can see things before they happen. He knew the donkey would be there and the colt would be with it. He has a prophetic word, and we've talked a lot about that in the past many episodes. So the prophetic word of Jesus was fulfilled. He says, "You're going to find a donkey there and a colt." And it was there. This is one of the reasons we know the Bible is true, because Jesus often predicted what was going to happen, and it happened, right? Okay, so that's one of the reasons, Jesus' prophetic ability. But secondly, Zechariah chapter 9 says this, "See, your king comes to you riding on a donkey, on a colt, the foal of a donkey." What's that? So this was written hundreds of years before that was fulfilled. There are over 100 prophecies that are referred to in the New Testament that were predicted in the Old Testament, right? And in the 4 Gospels, it says this is in fulfillment of prophecy. This isn't even mentioned here, that this was a fulfillment of prophecy, until a couple verses later, right? And so here again is the prophetic word, hundreds of years written by the prophet Zechariah, saying the king is going to ride on a donkey, on a colt, the foal of a donkey. And that's exactly what happened. And thirdly, here's the third reason you can trust the word of God. It's written by reliable scholars. One of my favorite books is the book of Luke. And who was Luke? Kind of a fly-by-night salesman? Was he a used car salesman? No, he was a doctor. And as a matter of fact, when you read the book of Luke at the beginning and you read the book of Acts at the beginning, he gives this long diatribe about how he wanted to make sure that what he was reporting was accurate. And so he talked to eyewitnesses and he put together the stories and he examined the evidence, all these different things, so that he could hand down to people who would read in generations and centuries to follow, so that he could hand down accurate things that people saw, and he wanted to make sure he got it right. Why? Because he's a doctor, and doctors are scientists. They don't guess, right? They want scientific evidence. So Luke, who writes the book of Luke and the book of Acts, says, "I want to make sure I get this right." So he talked to countless people who could give testimonies and were eyewitnesses to the events of Jesus' life. So there you go. Jesus' prophetic word, fulfillment of prophecy, and the integrity of the writers who wrote the New Testament. That's how you can know. 3 reasons how you can know that the Bible is true. So I would say to you, if you want to be comforted by the word of God, you can go to a lot of different books, but but go to the Psalms, because that's written for the devotional life of God's people, and know that what it says about God's presence and peace and pardon and love and comfort and strength is true, because the Bible is true, you guys. And that's the problem with our culture today. I call this Daily Truths because we're surrounded by so many untruths in our culture today. We need the authentic, rock solid, biblical basis of God's word that tells us what's fair, what's foul, what's right, what's wrong, what's of God, what's not. The truth of God's word is like bedrock, and you can build your life on it. And so I would pass this on to somebody who says, well, I'm not sure the Bible's the word of God. Really, the reason people don't believe in Jesus is because they don't believe in the authenticity of the word of God. And once you believe in the authenticity of the word of God, everything else is gravy, right? Then things fall into place. Then you start to logically think, okay, these guys saw the life, the death, the resurrection of Jesus. They lived to tell about it. 11 of the 12 disciples were willing to die for the faith because all these things happened and they were eyewitnesses to it. And so it has to be true, guys. We know that. It has to be true. And I had a devotion, a couple, 3 weeks ago. If push came to shove and someone were holding us at gunpoint and said, if you deny Christ, you'll live. If you confess the name of Christ, you'll die. Every one of us who are listening to my words, I think, would do that. We'd say, yeah. As a matter of fact, I've been talking to my father-in-law, and he had spinal meningitis. And, I said, Dad, we almost lost you. And you know what he said? Well, the alternative is pretty good, too. Meaning, if I would have died, I would have been with Jesus, right? Who can say that? Only Christians can say that. Only you can say that. So when you open up the Word of God, boom, just know this is God speaking to me, and this is truth. Sorry, I went a little long, got a little wound up about this one, but we're living in a day and age where people don't believe in God because they don't believe in the authenticity of God's word. 3 points today why we believe it is. Have a great day in the Lord Jesus Christ, and that is today's Daily Truth.
Thank you for tuning in to Daily Truths with Dave Allman. Pastor Dave Allman is the pastor of Mount Hope Church in Boulder, Colorado. If this ministry is blessing you, please consider supporting us by sharing this channel with a friend. You can also like, comment, subscribe, or leave a review. This helps us tremendously. Come back tomorrow for your next Daily Truth.